The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Well, I think, you know, while we do talk about the terrorism as being a story, the real story is our intelligence. It certainly has improved. Two more unmasked. Adam.
Yeah, if you remember Jihadi John, that executioner, one of the so-called Beatles, the four members of that torture and killing gang from Islamic State with their British accents, that's why they're called the Beatles. Well, three of them have been named, or the fourth one has now been named, as a guy called El Shafi El Sheikh, although that's not his British name, obviously. Again, a guy from West London, a mechanic, a QPR fan, but he joined the extremists 4 years ago, and he's effectively been outed on social media. But also, there's the story of Issam Abu Anza, a Palestinian-born doctor. He became a British citizen after working 7 years as a doctor in a National Health Service hospital in Sheffield. He swapped his stethoscope for a gun. There he is now pictured on Facebook, bizarrely wearing doctor's scrubs with a holstered gun.
Amazing.
And there he is.
Amazing. Look, I love this story. I hope you do too. Wild about wildlife.
Yeah, this is unusual, I have to say.
It is.
We are apparently awash with exotic species, and not talking about zoos, but the things that
pets.
People are keeping privately,
yeah.
effectively as pets, in some cases rescue centres or private farms. But all of these people have been granted licences by the local council to keep crocodiles, pumas, lynxes, lemurs, zebras, ostriches, and black widow spiders.
I love it. So long as they're not next door to me, I can tell you.
Well, I have to say, also, 300 cobras, vipers and rattlesnakes, 1,000 wild boar, 400 bison, 3 tigers, 2 lions and 15 wolves. I'm looking at my neighbours and thinking, is that any of you?
Absolutely. I knew you'd have a twist on it. You're a good man, Adam Gilchrist. Talk to you tomorrow.